This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Talking golf 52 weeks a year and loving it. It's our job, and it's what we do every Sunday here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Thank you for listening and for being the most important part of Tee to Green. I'm Jay Ritchie, going solo today. Debbie O'Connell is off. The Duke, Robert DeCosa, is in master control. Big show today. Our friend Russ Holden is back. For the past two decades plus, Russ has been the man behind Caddy for a Cure, giving the public a chance to bid on and go inside the ropes at PGA Tour events, with all the proceeds going to charity. Well, Russ has a new charitable venture using golf to work with and for our veterans to combat PTSD, depression, and suicides among our service men and women. It's called Warrior's Journey. Russ Holden joins us today here on Tee to Green to tell us about it. Later in the show, we'll take you to Music City, Nashville, and to a giant indoor mini golf course called the Putting Zone. 18 holes, par 72, with trees, traps, and hazards. And this week, the Putting Zone will host the inaugural World Series of Competitive Putting. 12 separate tournaments, 200 competitors from six different countries. Putting Zone founder Bill Resigliano will join us to tell you all about it today on Tee to Green.
Sunday morning, the sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord. What club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from those double bogey blues.
It's Tee to Green, stream live at sportsbyline.com. Also, you can hear us on iHeartRadio, the TuneIn app, Stitcher Radio, and worldwide on the American Forces Network, and on great radio stations around the country as well. America's longest-running network radio golf show. I'm Jay Ritchie, teeing it up, talking golf with Russ Holden, next here on Tee to Green.
I am an American veteran. I am proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. As a veteran, show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097. Proceeds support Heroes on the Water.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Running a business is like running a team. Every play counts. So Sean DeVore built DeVore Recruiting to help business owners succeed. And smart leaders know when to delegate. DeVore Recruiting makes hiring a virtual assistant simple and effective. Their team connects you with experienced professionals who handle admin, marketing, and client support so you can focus on growth. Choose from bronze, silver, or gold packages tailored to your needs. Visit DevoreRecruiting.com. That's DeVore, D-E-V-O-R-E, recruiting.com.
$12.5 billion. That's what Americans lost to fraud last year alone. And the scams targeting seniors are getting smarter. AI-generated voices, emails that look perfect. So I built a weekly scam alert specifically for seniors. Every Tuesday, you get a plain language email about the latest threats, what to watch for, what to delete. It's completely free. Just enter your email. And if you want more protection, we've got that too. StopThisScam.com. That's StopThisScam.com.
News, interviews, and fun for everyone interested in golf. That's what we do here every week on Tee to Green, the golf show, as we talk golf. And I say we, I'll be doing the show solo today. Debbie O'Connell, my co-host, is out. Debbie's got some family stuff going on. I think it's a baby shower that she's attending. She's got a big family, and they're always doing stuff, and it's really cool. But Debbie hopefully will be back with us next week. We've got Robert DeCosa in Master Control, and here we are back with you talking golf. Hope everyone had a great 4th of July holiday, great and safe 4th of July holiday. And well, here we are, 4th of July is already in the rearview mirror, dog days of summer dead ahead. But we're here to talk golf today, and later in the show we'll be taking you to Nashville and to a place called the Putting Zone. This week, they'll be hosting the World Series of Competitive Putting at the Putting Zone in Nashville. And the founder of the Putting Zone, Bill Resigliano, will be on to tell us all about that on the show. Our first guest standing by, ready to go on the Tee to Green guest line. And boy, it's been a while since we've had Russ Holden with us, although Russ started his last venture called Caddy for a Cure about the same time we rebooted this show, Tee to Green, and got it back on the air back around 2005 or so. So Russ has been a guy that we've had on just about every year since that time, and we're happy to welcome him back to the show today to talk about his new venture called Warrior's Journey. Great big Tee to Green welcome to Russ Holden on the guest line. Hey, Russ, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Jay. What a pleasure to be with you. Happy 4th, belated, but thanks for the well wishes to our great country after 250 years. What a weekend that was, huh?
Yeah, that was fabulous, and glad to see everybody made it through in pretty good shape. I mentioned Caddy for a Cure, and before we talk about your new venture, Warrior's Journey, let's talk about Caddy for a Cure and maybe give it a proper farewell here, I guess, on the show. How long ago did you start the Caddy for a Cure program?
We actually had the concept back in 2001 and then proceeded to go through a bunch of back and forth with the PGA Tour, and they gave me a short leash, very short leash in 2003 to be able to go out and offer the average golf fan the opportunity to come inside the ropes and caddy for a PGA Tour player in a practice round or a pro-am. And then we had opportunity to meet some wounded warriors in 2005 in San Antonio to Texas Open, and the PGA Tour, being very military appreciative, walked six young Marines down the range that had all lost legs. And we kind of morphed at that moment into a military charity, because I said, hey, if Jay can come out and caddy for Ricky Fowler, why couldn't he or she be escorted by a wounded service member? And that's when we started having wounded escorts. So we did that successfully for almost 20 years until COVID came and shut us down.
And did you you started back up, though, after COVID, right?
We did. We did a couple of events, but while COVID was going on, you know, it was the bubble and all that stuff with access and everything. You know, we had a long, hard look in the mirror, and we wanted to continue to keep serving. So I had an idea about being able to touch warriors, and the idea that I came up with was bringing 12 catastrophically wounded veterans in for a week of golf, food, fun, and fellowship, highlight on the fellowship part. And we started what we called the Inspiring Warriors Golf Program out of Caddy for a Cure. But we had partnered right from the very beginning with the Warriors Journey out of Springfield, Missouri, which they specialize in they put it, invisible wounds, and that is crisis intervention and suicide prevention. So we had started with them, and then last year we did that successfully for almost 6 years. And then last year we decided just partner and become absorbed. So we're now the Warriors Journey Golf. I'm actually the director of golf for the Warriors Journey now, as you mentioned, and we're doing some pretty cool things.
Caddy for a Cure almost seemed like a no-brainer. There's that downtime. Well, I wouldn't call it downtime, but there's time early in the week when they play practice rounds or when they play pro-am rounds or celebrity rounds, and it was a perfect opportunity to slide in there with somebody who bid to caddy for Ricky Fowler or for anybody who was on the PGA Tour. How much did you guys raise with Caddy for a Cure over, what, two decades?
Yeah, several million dollars. And, you know, you hit it right on the spot. I had the great fortune of being the head professional. As you know, I'm a PGA member, and I was the head professional in a club in Boca Raton, Florida, called Woodfield Country Club. And there happens to be a German golfer there named Bernhard Langer, who was residing there. And we met in the late 80s and hit it off. And he asked me to come caddy for him one week in 1990. And I was like, I've been a professional a long time. And I thought, well, this is going to be great. And I went and caddied, and I got the bug really bad. It was kind of like the next best thing to be in there for a guy that wanted to play on the tour himself. And there I was caddying for, at the time, one of the greatest players and still one of the greatest players in the history of the game. And that's when I felt a lot of envy. I'm walking down the fairways, you know, carrying this bag, and I felt people saying, boy, what I would give to be able to be a caddy for a day. And as I mentioned, I went to the PGA Tour and kind of laid it out. And we'd had a real driving force. One of my assistants had two children with a rare bone marrow disorder called Fanconi anemia. And I wanted to do something somehow, some way in my life. I wanted to be able to make an impact on that disease. And we felt like we fought a good fight for 20 years. We fought this and put Fanconi anemia, the Fanconi Anemia Research Fund, on the map, and introduced a lot of people to it. But it was great fun, Jay. We really enjoyed it, and we had over 800 positive experiences and ministered to a bunch of warriors in the meantime. And looking back, it was one of the greatest periods of my life.
Wes Holden, director of golf for Warriors Journey, formerly with Caddy for a Cure. Russ, is Caddy for a Cure gone for good now? Is it RIP? Is it done?
It is. We decided to go ahead and fold it up from a legalese standpoint. We closed down the 501c3 because it was just obvious that the tour, you know, in this time since COVID, the tour has changed a great deal and going in a lot of different directions. Everything's still great, but my time and my season out there had come, and we'd traveled a lot and done a lot of great things, and we just decided that the impact that we could have on warriors was much better suited for us in the Warriors Journey, and that, like I said, the week-long, we call them waypoints, that we're able to provide these men and women who served.
All good things must end, but Warriors Journey, you picked up the slack right there. How long has Warriors Journey been around before you got involved with it?
So the Warriors' journey now is just over 10 years old, and they, again, had some personal touch. The founder, Kevin Weaver, out of Springfield, Missouri, had a nephew that had gone through some really hard times in his journey serving. Saw some horrific things while he was serving in the military, and came back and was deeply troubled by a number of things emotionally and mentally. And the Warriors' journey just kind of came out of that relationship, where we recognized that the way to be able to minister and be able to help these men and women — we all hear that 22 a day number, which is just absolutely an epidemic and tragic — but what we do is we have a unique system of peer-to-peer counseling method. So if Jay Ritchie served in Afghanistan, let's say, as a Marine, and you have problems, and your father, mother, wife, whoever, calls in and says, "Hey, Jay's having a hard time." Well, when you call in, we have over 100 connectors nationwide that are also military veterans, that you're going to get another Marine that also served in Afghanistan, and immediately that bond is there, and there's able to be a conversation. Similar to how I can talk to another golf professional, another Warrior can talk to another Warrior, and we've had amazing success. We've had over 5,000 crisis interventions right now successful, and that is suicide prevention and suicide calls. And we've had one failure. We tragically lost a man last year, but we're almost batting 100% with our method right now.
You said 22 a day. Is that 22 suicides, or what does the 22 represent?
It is. It's 22 suicides a day, and the thing is that number is actually quite low. So,
wow, but that's stunning. To me, anyway. Russ Holden, Warriors Journey. Russ is going to stick around and do another segment. We want to get a little further into Warriors Journey, what it is, what is it specifically you do, Russ, and the connection to golf as well, and the Masters Tournament. With Warriors Journey, Russ Holden, our guest. It's Tee to Green. We'll be back with more right after this.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, Wade's garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
Sometimes life changes, and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash. Whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all, and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition.
Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
The show by golfers for golfers. It's Tee to Green, stream live at sportsbyline.com. You can also hear us on great radio stations around the country. We've got one right here in Colorado Springs, our flagship station, Extra Sports 1300, carrying our show, Tee to Green, each and every Sunday. I'm Jay Ritchie. Debbie O'Connell's off today. And coming up, we'll be talking to Bill Resigliano. He's with the Putting Zone in Nashville, Tennessee. They'll be hosting the inaugural first ever World Series of Competitive Putting, 6 or 7 days worth, starting tomorrow in Music City. He'll be on in just a little bit. We continue with Russ Holden with Warrior's Journey. Russ, of course, for years with Caddy for a Cure, now has set his sights on a brand new venture, Warrior's Journey, which is helping our veterans, our service men and women, combat what's known as invisible wounds, PTSD, depression, suicide prevention, among other things. Using golf. Russ is the director of golf for Warrior's Journey. Russ, I guess the big question is, how do you incorporate golf into the programs? Because I know we talked about peer-to-peer counseling, but where does golf come in and how does it fit in?
Thanks, Jay. Yeah, great. Golf is our biggest outreach with the Warrior's Journey. We have many outreaches. We actually partner with 82 other VSO or veteran service organizations. But I, as you mentioned, handle the golf aspect of it. And we started our what we call waypoints, where we bring 12 veterans in for a week. And when we started this, I demanded excellence. Hey, I worked for Bernhard Langer for a long time, so he demands excellence, and I'm used to that. And if we were going to start something, I demanded excellence. And I have the great fortune of being here at PGA Golf Club in Port St. Lucie, Florida, owned by the PGA of America. And we have some of the greatest golf professionals really of all time here. And I reached out to a number of them. First and foremost is Bob Ford of Oakmont fame and Seminole fame. You just saw him a couple of weeks ago at Shinnecock on the first tee announcing everybody working now with the USGA. But Bob is iconic, and he actually is one of our professionals in our organization. Bob Dolan, another PGA Hall of Famer, Rob Shaw from the New Jersey section, Mark and Leslie Guttenberg, both Golf Digest top 100 teachers and great players, and a number of other ones. So we've got some of the best golf professionals in the world. We come to one of the best facilities here at PGA Golf Club in the world, as among other sites along. And you know, golf just provides that incredible opportunity. We've developed a little phrase, you know, the places that you go, the people that you meet, the things you learn about yourself, and then most importantly, the time you spend with your battle buddies, especially relative in this case where we get 12 warriors together. So we bring them in, they come in, and it's kind of a typical story now. We've seen it over and over and over now, where they come in on Monday and they kind of got, you know, one eye open, where they're kind of looking at us like, who are these people and what's this all about? And we don't know what's going to happen here. And we do a real good introduction of everybody. And then the next day, what ends up happening is we start hearing a little bit of trash talk. We start hearing some laughs. By Wednesday, everyone's having a blast. They realize they're among friendlies. They've got some great people. They're getting some great instruction. And then by Thursday, we start seeing tears because they know that the week's coming to an end. But with Warrior's Journey, the difference is that we have a case management program that when we say goodbye on Friday and they go back to their destinations of home, we're not saying goodbye. We're just saying so long, because they stay in our program, and now they're going to get touched in perpetuity for the rest of their lives during their journey.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. So do you keep in contact with them, or how does that part work?
Yeah, we do a couple of things. While they're here within the golf realm of it, we use WhatsApp, and we have a chat room that goes on in there. And in fact, just even this morning from a previous waypoint that we had, we got one of our guys is struggling. He's having a really hard time. And it was, I woke up this morning to see some of the texts that were back and forth. And that's kind of really what we specialize in. So we have about 20 people in that chat room. And he felt open enough to be able to say, hey, brothers, I'm struggling. And he went and got the help that he needed. And we had somebody from the Warrior's Journey reach out to him, as well as his family within Warrior's Journey Golf. And he's doing well right now. He's doing very well. But that really epitomizes what we do. We have over 30,000 warriors in our database that we touch once a month. And that's a pretty amazing number that these men and women just need to be touched. You know, as you mentioned a few of the things, but some of the things that these men and women suffer with is isolation, insignificance, fear, family breakdowns, moral injury, hardness of separation, financial difficulty, lack of identity. There's so many things that men and women suffer from when they get out of the service, and now they're a fish out of water. Golf allows that opportunity for them to be out there 4 or 5 hours. What else can you do? And go spend 4 or 5 hours with one of your friends or somebody else. Very few things in life that you can do that. And we all know how addicting it is, in a good way, to be out there and hit great shots and do everything. We do a great job to teach them. Most importantly, though, Jay, I will tell you that during the week, what we do is at each one of our eating times, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, we have a guest speaker that comes in. And that guest speaker really focuses on overcoming adversity, positive thinking, success, all things that are designed for life. And as the week goes on, golf becomes less important. Our workshops become more important, because as the time goes on, they become open, they become vulnerable. When they become vulnerable, they're willing to talk about some of the issues that they're suffering with. And I'm going to tell you, Jay, in the last year and a half, we've got 5 guys right now that are walking the face of this planet that we believe strongly otherwise would not have been here. They were that close. And to look at them and to know them, they were laughing, they were having fun, you don't know what invisible wounds someone's suffering with when you look at them.
Russ Holden, Warrior's Journey, our guest. Russ, let's talk. We talked on the phone the other day, and you mentioned the Masters connection. Tell us about that.
Well, we have a connection up at Augusta, and we just finished our 3rd year now of going up there. The membership has wrapped their arms around us, a few members in particular. The chairman has also signed off on it and blessed us that we bring a group, another waypoint, to Augusta each year. It's actually one of the highlights of our year. And we go in a few days early. We've had some great opportunities at some other clubs. Sage Valley was kind enough to be able to host us, as well as Augusta Country Club this past year. And then on Tuesday, we take our group to the Masters. And we've had some incredible opportunities there to not just go to the Masters, but do some things that otherwise you couldn't do. You couldn't even dream about doing them, only because of some of the contacts that we've had. But again, the golf is great. Augusta National is great. The Masters is great. But the times we have back at our domain, the house that we have, the house that's rented, everyone stays there. And it's these workshops that we have late at night out by the fire, where we're just sitting and talking about golf, about life, and most importantly, about eternity. We are a faith-based organization. And while we're not in their face, that always comes up at some time, and we have that available for them. That faith is such an important part of eternity, and we look at these things, and without getting too deep and too heavy, we're able to provide a thing for warriors. Remember, this year we had two active duty special operations warriors that were in our presence, and one of them, in fact, just deployed last week. So we're dealing with some pretty serious stuff, and we're able to combine that with golf and give them an opportunity to have hope and encouragement for the future.
If people listening want to find out more, or better yet, get involved, Russ, how can they do it?
We've got a great site. We call it TWJ, the Warrior's Journey, twjgolf.org. TWJGolf.org. Go there. You can see all about some of the issues that I've described here today, and also some of the solutions through golf. You'll see all about our professional staff that's on there and what it is we do during a waypoint. As well, we've got some events coming up. We've got a big event coming up here in South Florida at the PGA Golf Club on October 24th. If you happen to be in the area or want to come over and visit South Florida, it's a beautiful time of the year. The Applied Underwriters Invitational. And then in spring, in May of next year, the President of the United States has wrapped his arms around what we do. He absolutely is all over stopping veteran suicide. It's one of his missions that he wants to stop that, if at all possible, during this administration, during his term. And he has invited us to his place. We're going through our second year for the Warrior's Journey Classic at the Trump International Golf Club in West Palm Beach, where the President plays every day when he's here in South Florida.
TWJGolf.org for more information. And we're going to get you back on before that big tournament in October, too, Russ, to talk more about the Warrior's Journey. Russ Holden, Director of Golf for the Warrior's Journey. Every time you come on the show, Russ, you just blow me away with your dedication and your commitment and with whatever you're doing. Keep up the great work.
Thank you so much, Jay. It's what a pleasure to be with you as always. Great time and great interview. Appreciate it.
Russ Holden here on Tee to Green. More of the show coming your way right after this.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
Your top source for golf news and entertainment on the radio, online, on your smartphone. Lots of ways to listen to Tee to Green these days. And we do appreciate you joining us however you choose to listen. I'm Jay Ritchie. Robert DeCose is in Master Control. And before we get to our next guest, a quick reminder from your friends at Divot Magazine. If you're tired of paying too much for golf, and who isn't? You can play for less and enjoy this year's best golf discounts with the 2026 Green Saver. Put one in your bag. They're available in both book or mobile format and designed to keep you on the course without breaking the bank. Green Saver, yours for just $54. How do you save? Well, Green Saver is your ticket to hundreds of free half-off, two-for-ones, and other golf discounts at over 90 top courses and indoor facilities in Colorado and Nevada. And with every Green Saver, get a free one-year membership to the Brew Saver for daily discounts on beer, wine, and other specialty drinks. For just $54, start playing smarter and enjoy a full year of golf. It's good till December 31st. Without breaking the bank, grab a Green Saver at greensavergolf.com and never pay full price to golf again. And in the Green Saver, one of the golf courses in the Green Saver that you can save on is Holly Dot, which is about an hour south of Colorado Springs, straight south on Interstate 25 in Colorado City. And if you follow the news or you've been following what's going on in the West for the past few weeks, you know that Colorado has been on fire, and I don't mean that in a good way, but there's been a lot of wildfires going on, and the big one, of course, has been Aspen Acres, which almost, but not quite, got to Holly Dot Golf Course. They've been closed. They were closed for like the last 10 days, but thanks to Mother Nature and the firefighters who did a great job of keeping the fire away, Holly Dot came through it unscathed. They're okay. They reopened yesterday, and with any luck at all, we're trying to put this together. We may be there at Holly Dot Golf Course next week doing this show, doing Tee to Green next Sunday. But check it out, Holly Dot Golf Course and the Green Saver go hand in hand, save some money and enjoy some good golf at a great little hidden gem here in Colorado, the Holly Dot Golf Course. Okay, our next guest ready to go as we take you to Music City. On the Tee to Green guest line, Bill Resigliano is the founder of the Putting Zone, a indoor putting mini golf course in Nashville, hosting the world's biggest putting competition, the World Series of Competitive Putting, starting tomorrow, running all week at the Putting Zone. And we welcome Bill Resigliano to Tee to Green. Hello, Bill.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
We're doing great. How are you?
Be here.
Yeah, how are things in Nashville? I need to get back there.
It's getting pretty exciting. Everything is good in Nashville. It's hot, just like any other place in the country, but it's never that hot inside the putting zone because we're indoors. So climate control, yeah. Never rains. We're in good shape.
Well, the next time I get down there, besides doing a few things like the Opry or maybe taking in a ball game, I got to get over to the putting zone. Tell us about, before we talk about the World Series of Competitive Putting, tell us about the putting zone its origin and the concept behind it and how you came up with the idea in the first place.
Sure. I've been my career has been in contracting. I've been a flooring contractor for 52 years and always liked to play golf and always wondered if I can build a golf course out of carpet. And this was way back in the early 1990s. So I came up with this concept of the putting zone, which is a unique way to enhance your putting skills. Back in 1993, and actually patented the whole mode of play in how it's played. So it is the world's first 18-hole par 72 professional putting course. It's the only one in the world, and it takes up about 20,000 square feet, the course itself, inside of an old window factory down in Nashville, which has since been renovated. The building is beautiful. We're in a total of 29,000 square feet, with 9,000 square feet of common area. Because we're in Nashville, we actually have a stage inside for live music. We've got a pro shop. We can fit 300 to 400 people in our facility for private events and stuff. But what makes the course unique than anything else in the world is dog legs, and that's how we can get to a par 72 situation. This is not a mini golf course. It's only mini just in size from a regulation golf course, but this is as close to real golf as you're going to get. We have proprietary turf that is infilled, so we can control the speed of the ball at our discretion on a stimp meet or on a daily basis if we choose to.
Wow.
The golf course itself, every green has three different pin placements, which is an ever-changing course, and we change those pin placements, once again, at our discretion. And the uniqueness of it is at every dog leg, where that angle is a circular target area, a white circle, which we call a zone, hence the name the putting zone. And that zone is proportional in size to the distance that you putt from. So that if you have a 1 foot to 25 foot putt, that zone is only 6 inches in diameter. A 25 to 50 foot putt, that zone enhances to 9 inches in diameter, and anything over 50 feet is a 12-inch zone. And the object is, this is all about lag putting and enhancing your lag putting skills. Once again, it's not a miniature golf course. We are not an entertainment facility. A lot of these places out there are restaurants with a component of golf. We are golf with a small component of food and beverage. And the object of the game is very, very strategic, very, very competitive. You putt your ball and try and get as close to that zone as possible, because that's going to set you up for your next shot and the next zone to hit. But the beauty of it is, if you get rewarded for being accurate. If your ball lands in that zone, you get to get a stroke deducted from your score on that particular hole. So if it takes you 6 shots to put it in a cup, you land in one zone, your score would be 6 minus 1, your net score is 5. Where that comes into play is when we have tournaments for big money and stuff. You could be down 2, 3, 4 strokes going into the last few holes, and you can hit some of those zones, and you're right back into the competition again. So it's all about visual acuity. It's all about distance control. Nobody has ever addressed putting as a standalone situation, yet putting is the one thing that wins tournaments on the PGA Tour. You know, everybody focuses on distance and, you know, flight and stuff like that. But putting is 50% of your game. And really, that's where tournaments are won, in putting. So it's the first time putting has been addressed in this type of a structure. There are many professional putting tours in the United States and especially in Europe. But they play on miniature golf courses. They play with clown heads and windmills and 2x4s and bouncing off of things. That's not what we are. We are focused for the golfer themselves to enhance their skills. And the response has been overwhelming. The players love it. We had a major tournament here in March where we had the largest putting tournament in North America. We had about 80 different professional putters from Canada and the U.S. Vying for about $25,000 in prize money. And they've never played on a course before, and the unanimous consensus was that we are now the number one putting venue in the world. So we're on a great trajectory, and we're looking to scale up and create a whole new recreational sport in competitive putting and bringing it to a whole new skill level in the world of golf.
Amen to that. Drive for show and putt for dough, I guess, with the putting zone in Nashville, and Bill Resigliano, the founder of the Putting Zone, with us on TD Green today. Bill, you'll be hosting the inaugural World Series of Competitive Putting starting tomorrow, running pretty much all week long. Where did that come from? Where did that idea come from?
I enjoy playing poker, and I've played in the World Series of Poker a few times in Vegas. And just thought, how can we create something, an entity like that, to where it can grow, and just be a main event out there like the World Series is poker. So just came up with the idea a couple of months ago, and ran with it. We own the name, we trademarked the name. So now, this week, starting tomorrow, actually it's Sunday now, I've got players already have come into the facility to start practicing for the tournament this week. So
yeah.
We start this week. It's 7 days, 12 different tournaments, 12 different formats, and the players will be playing for $65,000 worth of prize money over those 12 tournaments. So it's going to be a lot of fun. First tournament starts on a Tuesday night. Entry fees range from $100 for the smaller tournaments, and it goes up to a $250 entrance fee on the main event on Sunday, and that event alone has a $25,000 purse to it. Our big event on Saturday is we are celebrating the 250th birthday of the country. So what we've put together is three-person teams. There'll be two flights on Saturday. Three-person teams will be comprised of one professional putter, an amateur putter, and a military service person or a veteran who get to play for free to celebrate the country. And there's some cash involved. But what we've done is we are partnered with a gentleman in Bologna, Italy. His name is Dario Trentini, and he makes handmade putters. This guy himself does each putter. Each putter is unique. There are no two putters that are made the same. So we commissioned him to make American flag putters, which are just unbelievably beautiful.
Nice.
Each member of that three-person team, the winning two flights, each person will get one of these putters that retail for about $1,500 a piece. So, but they are beautiful, and we celebrate our service people, and it's going to be an amazing event. We have live music, catered event. People can come in and watch, or anyone can participate. You don't have to be a professional. You can come in and play, and we invite everyone to come in and enjoy the whole experience. It's going to be a wild week.
It sure sounds like it, too. So a portion of the proceeds also going to a local Nashville charity for the World Series of Competitive Putting. Over 200 competitors from six different countries. The Putting Zone in Nashville. Bill, are you going to, last question, we got about 30 seconds. Are you looking maybe at taking this concept elsewhere and franchising it?
Yeah, we're actually looking the next facility. We've got a location is going down in Naples, Florida, and our business plan is to have five facilities up within 3 years, and between 10 and 14 up within 5 years. Once again, creating a whole new recreational sport. I mean, I'm a visionary. If they've got breakdancing in Olympics, I can't understand why they can't have competitive putting in an Olympic sport. So that's where my vision is going. So it could happen.
Okay. Bill Resigliano, the Putting Zone. Thanks, Bill. Good luck with the tournament.
Thanks, Jay. I appreciate the time and appreciate the invitation.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
Well, what a fun show here today on the fastest hour in radio and the quickest hour in golf, Tee to Green. Can't believe we're almost done for this week, but thanks to Russ Holden, Warriors Journey, for joining us. If you want to find out more about Russ and Warriors Journey, again, twjgolf.org. is the place to go. And thanks to Bill Resigliano with the Putting Zone in Nashville, Tennessee. They have a great website, and you can just Google the Putting Zone. It'll come up with plenty of photos and some videos, too, of the Putting Zone, the massive indoor putting facility only in Nashville, Tennessee. Great weekend of golf going on, and history made at the Amundi Evian Championship, the ladies' major that's going on this weekend at Evian Country Club in the mountains of France. Yesterday, the first 60 in major championship history was recorded. No one has ever shot 60 in a major championship on the men's or the women's tour. Until yesterday, 25-year-old Haeron Yoo of South Korea went 11 under par on the par 71 test. How do you go 11 under par in a round of golf? Well, you hit 8 fairways, you hit 16 greens, 24 putts, make 9 birdies and 1 eagle, no bogeys. and you get to 11 under par. She's got a three-shot lead going into the last round, trying for her second major and her second straight major. She won the ladies LPGA just a couple of weeks ago. And talk about a crazy week in golf. The two top-ranked players in the world in golf, Scottie Scheffler, top-ranked on the men's side, Nelly Korda, top-ranked on the ladies' side, neither made the cut in their tournaments this weekend. Scottie Scheffler missed a cut for the first time in 4 years by two strokes at the Scottish Open. He'll defend his title at the British Open this coming week. And Nelly Korda at the Amundi Evian Championship missed the cut as well. And he's gone for the weekend. We are gone and getting out of here for the weekend. Our thanks to Robert DeCosa in Master Control. Thank you so much for joining us. Get out, play some golf. When you do, play great, hit them long, hit them straight.